Well, according to the numbers in USDA's inventory of the nation's cattle herd, the number of cattle and calves in the U.S. as of January 1 this year totaled 89.3 million head. That's 2% below the 90.8 million on January 1 last year. This is the lowest January 1st inventory of cattle and calves since the 88.1 million back on hand in 1952. And USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum breaks down some of the main numbers in that cattle report.
In terms of beef cows, we're talking about 29.3 million head, which was down about 3% from a year ago, while the number of milk cows was 9.2 million head, which was about unchanged from a year ago. If we look at the number of cattle on feed in the U.S., that's all size feedlots, we are down about 5% at 13.4 million head. The calf crop in 2012 was 34.3 million head, down about 3% from a year ago, and the lowest calf crop since 1949.
Now, while the report is full of lower numbers, there is one that is actually up, as beef replacement heifers at 5.4 million head is up 2% from last year. But overall, Shagum said the report implies that we are continuing to head towards very tight supplies of cattle.
There's an underlying feeling, I think, of uncertainty. It's obvious that the producers recognize that if you have the opportunities to expand your herds, this is the time to do it.
But even if the decision were to be made now to expand production, he said it could be 2016, 2017 before we begin to see a real expansion in beef production. And looking at the breakdown of numbers across the Southeast and Alabama, as of January 1, the number of all cattle and calves was at 1,220,000 head. That's actually up 1% from last year. Florida, at 1,660,000 head, it's down 3% from last year. Georgia, at 1,020,000 head, is basically even with last year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.